Yeah, we're holding daf nun gimel on the base. Okay, my first two dots that says bachulin avloid b'mikdoshim. The Mishnah says that ma'ase behem only applies to behemoth that are chulin and not to behemoth that are mikdoshim chur kabonis. So more says mikdoshim shita lavdi deinenu. Shita, it doesn't belong to you. Since it's not yours, chief, you can't use it to make ma'ase behem with it. And if you can't use it to make ma'ase behem with it, it should not go into the deer either to count. So you know the local ma'aseh behem is you have to have 10 of your animals that were born to you that year. So you bring it into the deer and you count them 1, 2, 3, and the 10th one becomes a ma'aseh behem, becomes a korban. But if it's kachim ready, it's not like your animal, sub-shita can't be part of your cheshbon to make ma'aseh behem. Samar said the case, the chiddush is because the shim kalim. I'll say the Mishnah is talking about even the case where it's kachim kalim, let's say shlomim or bechor or pesach. The alibdur of Yosef Lili, we're going now according to Yosef Lili Shita, the yom that he holds, kachim kalim, mamam bailam heim, that kachim kalim is also considered mamam bailam, considered like the owner still owns it. The tani we learn like this, o mo'alo mo'vashem, the posik says, if you make a meal, if you like deny something, so l'rabbis comes to include kachim kalim shem mamam bailam divur of Yosef Lili. If Yosef Lili holds, that's called mamam bailam, and if chayiv a korban shrua, so Rashi says, the case is shem hifkid eitzal chaver behemish shlom. Let's say Reuven owned a two behemish of a korban shlomim, and he gave it to his friend Shimon to watch for him. And then Reuven says, "Give it back to me." The chofru, and Shimon says, "No, you never gave it to me." V'nishba, and he swears on it. And then later Shimon admits that he swore false. The lachar is, he had to pay back the Karen, the Chaymish, and the Korban Oshem. So even though by regular Kotchim Yepoto, but on Kotchim Kalim, Yosef Lili holds Yibichayiv, the Karinim Bei Bashem Uva Misoi. The Siddur Pasuk says, Mo Bashem, the Chichesh Ba Misoi, Yishalim. That when you have to pay, like you denied your Smedish Shrua false, that's going to Neger Hashem, but also the Chichesh Ba Misoi, you denied it from your friend, it has to be belonging to your friend. See, Lachur, it's a Korban, doesn't belong to your friend. Yosef Lili holds no, that Kachim Kalim, since the owner has the right to eat from it after the Shrita, it's also called yours, therefore it's called Uva Misoi. So therefore, the Yechai have a Korban Shrua and a Karen B'chemish, because it's considered Amisoi, like your friends, a Kachim Kalim. If so, Salka, that the Chemin Rai would have thought to say, Li Yasru, go into your Cheshbin, to make Maisa from it. Kamash Mulan, that no, it's not included in your 10 animals to make Maisa Beima. So I ask the question, why not? Let's say like this, why can't I say that the Kachem Kalim should be part of the Cheshbin? So Mar says, no, that the 10th one you pull out, you have to now first make it Kaddish. Mashenk and Kachem Kalim has Kedusha ready. Since it's not fit to be the Maisa Beima, it can't be included in the 10 either to make up Maisa Beima. Zmar says, time of the cost of Rachmoni, Yia Kodesh. Only because the Pasuk says, Yia should now become Kodesh. Mash Malav Hoch, without this Pasuk, having been, I would have thought to say, Chal Kedushas Maisa Levayu, that Kedushas Maisa could be Chal upon a Kachem Kalim. The question is why? Hashto, Kedusha Chamura, a Kedusha Kalo Leichail, a strong Kedusha, is not Chal upon a simple Kedusha. So Kedusha Kala, Kedusha Kalim Iboi, for sure, a simple kedusha should not be able to be chal upon another simple one. The Gemara says, "Mahi, like where's this halacha?" The Tanan, we learned that this lav leid Gemara and Tamura. The Tanan, echod kachim is beach. That means a regular korban has kedusha to be put on the mizbeach. V'yet v'yechod kachim b'dekabayis, a mishanah noisam and mikdusha kedusha. You can't change it. If you first gave this korban a din korban oiler on it, it has a kedusha mizbeach on it. You can't later change it to give a kedushas betek avayis. And the opposite way also, you can't put a kedushas betek, if it has a kedushas betek avayis, you can't change it to kedusha chamura to make it into kedusha mizbeach. If so, the hashto a kedusha chamura you can't put, means you can't put a kedushas mizbeach or a kedushas betek avayis, so pshit you can't put a kedusha kala like here, a kedusha of maise beima onto a kedusha of kachim kalim. So pshiti kid, what's the avmin? What do you have to teach us over here? Samura says no. The brayser says again, ein mishan nois v'kedusha kedusha, abo makdishin oison hegdish iloi. But you could be makdishit Hegdish Ilu means the extra money that you have in it. Rashi explains that means the Tovus Hanoah. If you have a korban, you have a korban oil, and you have to give a korban shlom, let's say, you have to give it over to the kohen. So it's worth money that someone will pay you money that you should give it to his kriyvim, to kohen. That's called Tovus Hanoah. That the owner of the korban has a certain benefit here, that a regular Yisrael will come over with him and give him money to give it to his car of the kohen. So that extra money that you could receive for it, that you could be makdish. Who are dinu machrim and oisoi? If you want to make it cherem, you can make a kodesh to give to the kohanim also. But she says machrim and oisoi, the kodeshim is bech machrim and vitin the kohen, could be tovus hanoah sheyesh lo b'hem. According to Amish tovus hanoah, you can make that kodesh to give to the kohen. If so. So the question is, since you can't be Mishanim though, Mikdush L'Kdusha, what's the Havimina that the Kedusha of Maisa Behemah could be Chal upon a Kachrim Kalim? Smur says, yes, still. Madotem, I would have thought to say, Hosom, Tuchol Behemah, Lav L'Yer L'Kaimah. All the other Behemah is not aimed to be a Korban Eiler. Therefore, once you made the other Kedusha, you can't put a Korban Eiler on it. Avol Hocha, Tuchol Behemah, L'Maisa Kaimah, all behemoths, l'katchila, before you makdish it to be a kachim kalim, it was aimed to become a ma'aseh behemah. So after gav the yakdish, even though you makdish another kedusha, say kedusha shlomim on it, maybe like poki isur the ma'aseh minei, then maybe the isurim now, if you make it into ma'aseh behemah, won't be taken off, especially isurim of ma'aseh behemah, which is l'mainav gemino, that v'lo yigol l'lo yimocher, that ma'aseh behemah has a special locha to it, that you're not allowed to sell it. And even if it becomes a balmum, he can't be poyter it. So maybe now that you made this animal kachim kalim korban shlomim, you did not make it into ma'aseh behemah first. I would have thought to say that still has lucky to make it back become a ma'aseh behemah that will get the special lucky that he can't sell and can't be poyter it. Is kamashmal that's a chiddush of our mishnah? No. Kamashmal on that once you made this animal a kachim kalim, once you made it into korban shlomim, that's it. You can't again make it into ma'aseh behemah. You will not get these special lochis to be yasa v'loyi goyel and v'loyi mocher. Then the Mishnah says v'noyig ba'boker of etzoyin, it applies to cattle and to sheep, but v'yein misrasim mizel zeh. But you can't take off ma'isa or a boker for the tzoyin for the boker. But of kvasim uvizim, but applies to both lambs and to goats, and here you could take off one for the other. There's a question, why? If so, what does the Mishnah say? Like last year's animals and this year's animals, you can't take off Maisa one for the other. Question is, why not? I should say it should be good for the Kavachoyma. The Mishnah says that if you have goats and lambs, five goats and five lambs, you can put them together, take off Maisa together. Now, shen klayim zeh mizeh, you're not allowed to breed the two together, nisa klayim, a lamb and a goat. Still, misasri mizeh zeh, you could count them together to make up 10 animals, take off ma'isa. If so, chodesh v'yoshin, if you have 5 animals born to you last year, and which is Tishrei, and 5 animals born after Tishrei, shen them klayim zeh mizeh, they're both the same type of lambs, there's no nisa klayim. Is there anything, isn't it as far to say, shishasri mizeh zeh? That if you have 5 born before Tishrei and 5 born after Tishrei, you should be able to start off the 2 to make them to 10 animals. On this Talmud Lema, the Pasuk says no. Aser taser, a double ocean. So we darshin b'shtei maisos akosim adavad. The Pasuk is talking about two different maisos. Echad maisa behemah v'yechad maisa dogen. We learn out maisa behemah from maisa dogen, taking off trumas and maisos from regular wheat. And we say like this. O makish ma'isa beim la ma'isa dogin. That ma ma'isa dogin is what they go of dogin. Ma first trumas and ma'isus. Mechodesh ala yoshin. Loi, you can't take off truma from last year's crop. On this year's crop is af ma'isa beim, the same thing ma'isa beim also. Mechodesh ala yoshin loi, you can't take off from last year's animals for this year's animals. And by ma'isa dogin, Rashi says, the pasuk says, Hayoitze hasode shona shona means hayoitze shona zu ata maisa vloy mishona zu lishona chaverta. They can't take off trumas and maisa, what grew this year for next year's crops. So we learn out maisa behema for maisa dogen. It's more still is. The och you sow kvosim v'izim and nami. Kvosim v'izim also should not be good. Should not be able to take off from one on the other. Lema, why don't I say makish maisa behema la maisa dogen? then let's make the Sekish all Maisa Behemoth back to Maisa Dagon. To say, my Maisa Dagon, this is my Maisa Dagon. The Minah Shanim and the Minah Loit. They can't take off Truma for Bali for wheat. Can't take off from one Min on the other Min of Tvua. Is Af Maisa Behemoth, same thing, the animals that are Mechuy the Maisa Behemoth, the Minah Shanim and the Minah Loit. Maybe can't take off lambs for goats. You have to have 10 lambs separate and 10 goats separately. So why does the Mishnah say, Kvosim Vizim, we couldn't mix the two together? So Mora says on this, Reba Rachmanet Tzoyin, like it says in the Mishnah, the Pasuk says Tzoyin, Mashim Old Tzoyin, Mashi says, Cold Tzoyin, Min Echad, Choshub Lin Yemaisa. The Vissalach of Maisa Beima, lambs and goats go together. All type of sheep are one min. For the Morihachi, if so, learn out from this also, that Chodesh V'yoshanami, last year's animals and this year's animals should also be mitzvahed together. If you have 5 lambs from last year and 5 lambs from this year, from Tzarev. So Mora says, no, Haksir, the Pasuk says, Aser to Yaser. You learn now Maisa Ben from Maisa Dagon that you cannot give last year's on this year's. So Mora says, true, you have a Rebu and a Miyat. So Ma Reis, how do you know which one to say yes, which one to say no? Amarav, Amakra, the Pasuk says, Shono, Shono means Lishono Hakshisiv, Lilo Dabaracher. That we learn at the Hekish of Maisa Dagon, Maisa Beima to Maisa Dagon, it says there Shana Shana. Means we don't learn now at the Hekish, Maisa Beima, the same local Maisa Dagon, to get to years. It's just like Yemi Mafras last year's Truma for this year, who I did Maisa Beima also. Last year's animals is no good for this year's animals. But we're not Makashit for Min Al Shein Aminai. Therefore, old sign is called one Min, who could be Mafrish Kvasim for reason. Tanan Hossam. Learned over there, Gemara in Mishnah in Trumais, Gemara in Tumur also, that ain Tormin Mimin Hashem Minai. Can't take off Truma from Bali for wheat. V'yim Tormin Truma Asa Truma. If you did it, be devil, it's not even chal, no good. It's Minon Emili, how do we know Psham that Mishnah? So Omar Rabbi Ami, Omar Rabbi Yanai, V'yamrilo and some say, Omar Rabbi Ami, Omar Rabbi Shimon Ben Lakish. Pasuk says, Kol Chelev Yitzor, V'chol chelev tirosh v'dogon. So in Gimnoch Maestris it says all the fat of yitzor, that's olives, and all the fat of tichur, of grapes, that's of wine, and then wheat. So our maternal Torah says, tein chelev l'zeh v'chelev l'zeh. And you take off Maestris, you can't take off on olives for grapes, or grapes for olives. It says the word chelev twice, means the best. Take off the best of the grapes and the best of the olives, each one for itself. Then also says Dagon. So the Torah is teaching us, Omru Torah, the Torah says, Tein chelu v'zeh v'chelu v'zeh, that he can't mix up the grapes and the olives. So Mer says, okay, very good. Ashkechom, we have a pasuk so far that by Truma, it's the Maestris, that Tirosh v'yitzer, that he can't mix up grapes and olives. But Tirosh v'dagon, how do we know he can't mix up grapes and wheat? Dagon v'dagon, wheat and barley, maybe that you could. Minan, how do we know he can't take up Truma? Wheat for barley, or grapes for barley. Samora says, Kalbuchem et Kalbuchem. Or ma tirish v'yitzer. Ma duch grapes and olives, these two fruit trees. Sheinam klaim zeb zeh. There's no wisdom to plant the two trees one next to another. Still the locher is ein misasri mizel zeh. You can't take off true misamaisras from wheat, from olives for grapes. If so, tirish v'dogen. I tell you, grapes and wheat. Or else, dogin v'dogin, wheat and barley, shem klaim zeb zeh, that's klai is roi, and there isn't this that they plant the two together. They can't plant the two seeds one next to another, barley and wheat. If so, ain't it, isn't it a Torah to say, shleis asri mizel zeh, that you cannot take off trumas to maestras from barley for wheat, or wheat for barley? Yeah. So that's the limit. Nothing more says about Ulu Rabbi Yasha, current Rabbi Yasha Shita, the Yomah that he says no, that there's no issa klai kerim. But there's not even this that klai is royim. Ad she yizra chita usura b'chatzma b'mapolis yad. Rabbi Yashka says the only chayim we plant all three together. It means you have to have klayim, you have to have a wheat seed and a barley seed. And you put that together with the grape seed, that's how it's nista klai kerim. But even klayim just on a grape seed with one of them is no issa. You have to have both together, klai is royim and klai kerim together. If so, Heichi Maisala, how does he learn out to say that he can't take off Trumas and Maisaris, wheat onto barley? There's no Issa Klayim planting wheat and barley together. So according to Rabbi Yasha, how do I know you can't take off Trumas and Maisaris one for the other? So Mar says, Maisli learns it out from Hochi. Learns it out like this. Oma Tirish V'Yitzer. Now we have Sukkim, it says, Chelef Tirish V'Chelef Yitzer. You have to take off the fat, the good of wheat, of grapes, and the good of olives. You can't take off one for the other. So just like grapes and olives. Shainim Klaim Zeb Zeb, there's no way to claim at all. Afilu Ayidei Dov Racher. Even if you put a wheat there, just one wheat, the wheat seed, and the grape seed, there's nothing wrong with it. There's no way to claim at all. Still, Ein Misasri Mizel Zer, you can't take off Trumas and Maisers. Barley, grapes, and olives. If so, tirish v'dogen, grapes and wheat, or else dogen v'dogen, wheat and barley, is shen klaim ze b'zay de dov racher. They're a step closer. They could become klaim if you have just one thing mixed to it. If you have a wheat seed and a barley seed, and now you put a grape seed in there, there would be nis a klaim. Or if you have the barley and the grape seed, all you have to do is just add one more seed, just a wheat seed, and you would become klaim. If so, even according to Biyasha, isn't that a swear to say, that you cannot take off Trumas and Maisris, barley for wheat, or wheat for barley? That's how I know it. So even according to Biyasha, it's good. But a core point of Rashi speaks out that we know the loch of Trumas and Maisris is that Midiraisa, Yoni Mechui of Trumas and Maisris on these three things, either grapes, or else olives, or else dogon, which means the five type of grains. That means barley, wheat, oats, rye, and spelt. Now the Gemara says, but if shnei milim b'yalma, like any other two types of growths, let's say tomatoes and cucumbers, mino, how do we know you can't take off true mesamais one from the other? True, it's only with the rabbanin. We say all the other vegetables, other things that grow is only mechui, even fruits are only with the rabbanin. How do we know there is a nis to take off one from the other? So Mora says in Echna, Mihani the Rabbanan Innu. I take off Trumas and Maisers from potatoes and tomatoes, it's only with the Rabbanan. If so, the Klal is, V'chol de Tekinu Rabbanan, Kiyen de Reis at Kinu. When the Rabbanan will massacre Trumas and Maisers from other vegetables or other fruits, they massacre just like with the Reisah. Just like the Reis and the Gadinim, the two fruits of grapes and olives, you can't take off one from the other. So when the Rabbanan will massacre and all other fruits to take off Trumas and Maisers, you can't take off one from the other. Same thing just like by Dogon, who are done by any other vegetables, you can't take off one for the other. Yeah. That's called Kandiraisa Tikkun. So Madhi, just like Kandiraisa, Madhi Raisa, Shnei Minim, Ein Misasu Mizelzeh, you can't take off grapes for olives. Is the Rabbanan Ami, you can't take off one min on the other min. That's how we know the klal that you can't take off dogon from one min to another min. That's how Mishnah says who are din, they can't take off maisa beima from one min on another min. Only cold sign is called the same min. Oh, malei rova, bar rav chonim le'abaya, ela meyat if so, kavi maisa beima, by maisa beima, de loik sivacho maisa bokor. Or Maisa Tzoyin. Here the puzzle doesn't say the word Maisa separately for Bokar and for Tzoyin like it says it by Truma. There the puzzle says Kol Chelev Yitzur V'chol Chelev Tirus, says the word Chelev twice. So now we learn out you have to take off separately Truma on olives and separately Truma on grapes. Now there it says separately, but by Maisa Behemoth the puzzle does not say V'chol Maisa Bokar or Maisa Tzoyin. It doesn't say like that. If so, maybe Yisasru Mizel Zeh, that maybe all Maisa Behemah, you can put them together, even Bokar and Soin, maybe you can put the two of them together. If you have five Bokars and five Soins, it's enough to make Maisa Behemah. So the Mor says, Omele said back to him, Omakro, the Pasuk says no, Ho Asiri, the tenth one, mean to say, Tein Asiru Lezeh, but Tein Asiru Lezeh. So you have to say, it says Maisa twice in this Pasuk by Bokar and Soin. Rashi says, Oma Kroha Siri, the Somach Maiser Abokar. At the beginning of the passage says the word Maiser goes near the word Bokar. And then the Asiri, so Somach, that goes next to the word Soin. So the word Asiri, the tenth, is also like Maiser. So Ashkecha Dahashta, Dahashtek Siv Maisa Kol Chalvcha, like it says Maiser, each one separately. That's how I know. Even by Maisa Beimer also, he cannot take off Bokar for Tzoyin and not Tzoyin for Bokar. You can't put the two together. As if it says it twice, it says Asiri, so therefore we put it Meiser and Asiri, both mean like the tenth one, that is the tenth one separate for Bokor, and there's a tenth one special for Tzor, and you can't put the two together. For the Gemara Yochi, if so, Kvosim v'yizim nami, then how could you put together even lambs and goats also should be separate? So Mar says, no, we had before, V'tzoyin mashma kol tzoyin echot. That tzoyin is mashma all together. Any type of tzoyin means one type. So therefore, lambs or goats are both part of sheep. You could take off ma'aser b'ein one from the other. So Mar says, Hochinami, lema mashma kol dogon echot. It says the word v'dogon also. Maybe the word v'dogon here also means all type of grain, you could take off one from the other. So you should be able to take off truma semaisuris, wheat for barley or spelt, or milk, or spelt, or oats or rye. So what do we say, dogon, no, and maisa tsoin, yes. Or Abaye says, reshisham, says the word reshisham. So you have to say each one separate. Rashi says, reshisham samach ledogon. Have a reshisham loima attain reshis, the whole dogon medogon. So you have to say, take separate ma'isa from every one of the dogon. We need to say you can't take off one from the other. You have to take off special truma for the wheat, special for the barley. Each one is separate. So that's what we dash in his psukim, that by dogon the cheese went separately. Just by tsoin ma'isa beima, all tsoin is like one. V'chein amar Rabbi Loi also said like this. V'chein amar Rabbi Loi reshisam. It says the word reshisam that teaches us each dogon is separate. Rav Amar Rava says no. V'loy reshisim, even without the word reshisim. Nami, mashma kol dogon echot. I'll tell you by maisa taken off from the five different grains, you have to take off each one separately. Why? Because it says mashma kol dogon echot. Le'motzas amar, you can't say all dogon is like one min, but avad each one is separately. Why? It's like this. Bish le'motzas amar, so good there. I'm reading v'tzoyin mashma kol tzoyin echot. It's good. Now by maisa beimo, it says the word v'tzoyin means to say kvosim and izim go together. Because otherwise, the sagadev can tell me and think, kvosim v'izim. Nami, they're also separate. Sen licht, the apostle Joshua said, v'chol ma'isa b'ema, that's all. All ma'isa b'ema, they all have the same halachas. What does that have to say the word v'tzoyin altogether for? Sen l'may, the word v'tzoyin comes to teach us that v'tzoyin is different than bokar. And that tzoyin, all tzoyins are equal. Maybe you'll tell me no. He ksiv kol ma'isa b'hemo. The person would have just said kol ma'isa b'hemo. Have a minute. I would have thought to say maybe afilu chaya. Maybe chaya is also included. Because usually we say chayas, wild ones, are b'chlal b'hemos. So the person would have just said kol ma'isa b'hemo. I would have thought to say he would have done on a deer also. You also have to take off ma'isa b'hemo. And we know there's no din ma'isa b'hemo on chayas, only on b'hemo. Maybe that's why the Pasuk has to say Bokor and then Tzoyin separately. So maybe the word called Tzoyin, like if that extra to teach us all the Tzoyin has the same halacha, it says the word Tzoyin to teach us and not Achaya. The verse says, no, this you we would not make this mistake because we would learn out Tachas, Tachas, Mikotchim. Gomer, it says the word Tachas here by Maisa Beimo. It says the word Tachas by Kotchim. And we know Kotchim is not with Chayas. So the Torah would just would have said here, for Chol Ma'aser Beimo, I would know it only applies to behemoth, and I do not have to have the word tzoyin. Now since here it says extra, the word tzoyin, that's where it comes to teach us that all tzoyin is min echadu. And the Yossi Gemara says now, the Yossi b'kavachoyim mechadish v'yoshon. Meaning to say, let the apostle just say again, Chol Ma'aser Beimo. That Ma'aser Beim applies to all behemoths, and I would know not the Chayis from the Gezeirah Shavah of Tachas Tachas. And now, how would I know to say that you can't take off Ma'aser from one Beim on the other Beim? That's V'yosu V'kal V'chayim V'mechadish V'yoshin. That I learn out the cloud, the animals that are born last year cannot be mitzvah for the animals born this year. That I learn out from the Gezeirah Shavah of the Lima from Asa to Yaser. I learn out Ma'aser Beim from Ma'aser Dogen. If so, if I know that last year's can't come together with this year's, and they're not colliding together, for sure there's a kabuchim, you cannot put together bokor or tzoyin, or even different type of tzoyins, you cannot put together. That's what I would have thought to say. V'yosav kabuchim mechodesh v'yoshin. If so, bokor v'tzoyin lomali. Why does the Torah have to write an extra word v'tzoyin? Why does he have to say bokor v'tzoyin? So the Gemara comes to teach us, Bokar b'tzayin, who the yain misasu mizel mizel. Only Bokar and Tzayin, these two you can't take off ma'isa one for the other. Av kvosim v'izim, but in the Tzayin family itself, lambs and goats, that misasim, that you could take off one from the other. That's how we learn out that Tzayin is good as a rebu teach us, you could take off ma'isa from the kvosim tizim. Avol hocha b'rovia by dogin, he can't make that drosha. Misagi, would it be enough to like Siv Dogen, Lamute Shaminim? It has to say the word Dogen. It has to say, and what does Truma Samaisa supply, like we said? Midiraisa Takasonia on Tirish Vyitzer and Dogen. Suppose it has to say the word Dogen here. Otherwise, I would not know it's included in Maisa, in taking off Truma Samaisas. Now that it says the word Dogen, it's not extra teach us all type of Dogens are similar, but no. Just teach us that Midiraisa, you have to take off Truma Samaisas. From wheat, from barley, from the five type of grains. But Avadi cannot take off Maisa one from the other. Maskiv lo. Rav Huna b'red Rav Nachman. So Rav Huna b'red Rav Nachman asks a question like this. Eima, why don't I say, La'arvu la'boka b'tzoin. Hagadu Rabba. We had a question before, why does the Pesach have to say the word boka b'tzoin ma'isa b'hema? Let it just say, Kol b'hema. Has it been Meiser on it? So you want to tell me, it says, Tzayin teaches that Tzayin can be put together. The question is why? Maybe say other Rabbah, that Bokar and Tzayin also can be put together. And since the Pesach says, Bokar and Tzayin, maybe the Pesach is coming to teach us that Li'arvu le'Bokar v'Tzayin, that you could take off Meiser Beima, Bokar for Tzayin and Tzayin for Bokar also. So why, just as the Mishnah say, all Tzayin is together, why not Bokar and Tzayin also? Omalei Mazlutras Mazlutras said back, Oh, Malay Mazutra, B'rei Rav Nachman the Ravo, Isle Nami Ho Asiri, that you have the word Asiri also. Again, so Malay Mazutra, B'rei Rav Nachman the Ravo, Isle Nami Ho Asiri. We had the drasha before, it says the word Ho Asiri, as if to say it says the word Maisa separately by Boker and Batsoin, as if to say you have to take off separate Maisa for Boker and Sakra Maisa Bagna for Tsoin, you cannot mix the two together. Therefore, you cannot tell me Bokar and Tzayin means to mix the two together, because there's an extra word to Asiri, as if to say Meiser and Asiri, each one separately. Ikadi Amri, some say, Amar Rova, Beloy Asiri Nami, even without the extra word Asiri, as if to say it says Meiser separately by Bokar and by Tzayin, even without that Joshua. Nami Le Motzis Amrit, still you can't say that Bokar and Tzayin Mesasim Mizel Zeh. Still, you can't tell me a half a minute to say that maybe could take off Meister Beima from Bokar and Tzayin together. Why? Because the Iskas, we have the Hekish, Meister Beima, the Meister Dogen, we have that Asa Taser. Learn that one from the other. If so, Ma Meister Dogen, just like taking off Trumas and Meisters from the grains. Mi Minashe Enim in Eloi, you cannot take off Trumas and Meisters, not from wheat and barley, not from barley and wheat. Is a mela af ma'isa beim. The same thing applies back to ma'isa beim also. That the min al shein the min aloi. You cannot take off ma'isa beim not on boker for tzayin or not tzayin for boker. You have to have 10 bokers and 10 tzayins, or else you can't put them together. So that's the ik of the arm of the rav is sitting without the word asiri. I would know you have to take special from boker and tzayin from the gzera shava of ma'isa beim to ma'isa dogon. But the more I, Varavu the Yoma, Shona Lashona Kshisa, by Rav before said, no, that we dash and Asa Tiyaser, you learn that one from the other, it's only Hilchas, last year's for this year. Just like by Dogan, you can't take off last year's Mafra Truma for this year's. Same thing, Maisa Bain, you can't take off Maisa Bain last year's for this year's, that's all. But Vlela Dover Achar, but not for anything else, like it doesn't come to teach us, Baka Vitzoin. Sakam Rav now telling us yesterday, the Zereshav of Maisa Bain, from Maisa Dogon, we're also learning out, just like Maisa Dogon, you can't take off Truma from wheat onto barley, you can't take Maisa Veima from Bokar and Tzayin. I wrote before said no, that the Gzera Shav of Maisa Beima to Maisa Dogon is only for the years, that you can't take off last year's for this year's, but for nothing else. So what's that Nechnami? Hode be Rava Mehi. Nechnami, Rava retracted from that. Now Rava agrees that in this Gzera Shav of Asa Tiyaser, learning out one from the other, is included that you cannot take off Maisa Bokor for Maisa Tzayin. You can't take off Maisa Beima Bokor for Tzayin. The boy same, if you want another teretz, I'll tell you. Chodi Minayir Pop Omra. That they're both not Ravis and they're both not the name of Rava. One of them was said over the name of Reb Papa. Therefore, it's not a kasha. The Echonami Rav Atak himself says the Gzeirah Shavah Asiriyah theory is only for last year, not for this year. But not learn out Baka from Sain. That's what we say here. It does turn it out that one of them was the name of Reb Papa. Reb Papa is the one that said it, one of them, one of these drushes. Therefore, in Rav alone, there would not be a stira. That kopon, we're coming out of Tzemes, so we learned in our Mishnah that the Maisa Behema, those are the klolim, that you cannot take off, you cannot be mistarif the 10 animals, not last year's crop, but this year's crop. And Rosh Hashanah for that is Tishrei, and the word that you can't take off Bokor and Tzoyin together. You have to have 10 separate Bokor and 10 separate Tzoyin. The only one that you put together is Tzoyin. You could have 5 Kfosim and 5 Izim, and together you have 10. If they born to you that year, then you would have to take off Maisa Behema. Alright, we'll continue on the other side. We'll do the next mission on the other side. So just wait till the end of the tape, and then turn over. We'll do the next blot. Just wait till the end of the tape, then turn over.